Are you looking for a podcast that your whole family can enjoy that asks the deep philosophical questions like, do trees fart?
If you are, then you'll love Tumble, a science podcast for kids. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Marshall. Join us as we explore stories of science discovery, from butts to animals, dinosaurs, astronomy, and everything in between.
You'll love these stories, and you'll learn something new.
Find and follow Tumble Science Podcast for Kids wherever you get your podcasts, or at sciencepodcastforkids.com.
Soundsington Media!
Hey, Meredith. When you were younger, what did you want to be when you grew up?
I always wanted to be an actor and a goofball, but I did think that when I grew up, I would have to change my name to a grown-up name, something like Kathy or Sue, because, like, everyone my mom's age had those grown-up names. I thought I had to change it, too.
The Oscar goes to Sue. Just Sue.
What did you want to be?
I actually wanted to be a marine biologist for a little while. I think that's mostly because of the movie Free Willy, though.
Oh, man, it was so good. So why do you ask?
Well, I think about all of the people we interview on Reach and how many of them followed their passion to work in space-related fields.
Interesting. But what happens if you are excited about pursuing a space-related career but don't know where to start?
Well, I think we're in luck because this week we received a fantastic question from our listener community. And this one's all about following your passion for space. This is Reaching Out from Reach, a space podcast for kids.
Reaching Out is our chance to answer real questions about space from kids around the world.
This week's question comes via email from Dee in Little Rock, Arkansas, who asks, how can I become an astronomer? Here to answer that question is current geophysical sciences and astronomy and astrophysics major at the University of Chicago, NASA JPL intern, and the latest addition to our team here at Reach, a space podcast for kids. Please welcome Jawalda Moransi. Hi, Jawalda.
Thanks for having me on here. I'm super excited to answer this question.
Of course.
When it comes to being an astronomer, I think the first thing is that you can start just in your backyard. I think stargazing is definitely like a super underrated way to like get connected to the universe and the cosmos and everything. So if you want to get started, definitely go to your backyard at night. The stars are available pretty much daily. And just lay on your back, stare at the stars. And you can start to look for patterns, like look for different constellations and everything. And yeah, that's pretty much a great way to get started if you want to become an astronomer. The next option that you have is you can go to your local astronomy club. And usually they have like different stargazing nights where they have like telescopes out and whatnot. And you can look through different telescopes that are available and get a better look of like different planets and galaxies and all sorts of cool stuff in the night sky that you probably wouldn't be able to see with your own eyes. And also binoculars are really good at doing this. So either of those options are really good. The third thing that you might hear a lot is that you should take all your science and math classes. And I do agree though, I do think that you should focus on understanding the concepts and like making sure you're letting what you're learning drive you instead of worrying about doing your best. And I always want people to remember to let your passion drive you and not wanting to be good enough for someone else. And that will lead you very far in the future. Last thing that I highly recommend, YouTube and books, they're like, an underrated resource. I got like my start in like space and everything on YouTube. So I definitely recommend it to anybody who's interested. There's so many videos on different types of topics and just really everything that you want to learn more about space. Books are also a great option and reading is good for you. A book that I definitely recommend is the Smithsonian Institute has a space encyclopedia that goes through like almost like all topics that you can even think of. So like getting a hold of that at your library or anywhere else you can get it is definitely a great start. And lastly, NASA themselves has this great website for kids to learn more about literally anything about space. And it's called The Space Place. You can find it online. And there's tons of resources, like cool like art activities and a lot of other things. I wish I knew about this when I was younger. So that's my two cents on how you could get started on becoming an astronomer.
Yeah, we've talked about that on the show before, NASA Space Place. So I think that more and more, that seems like it's a great resource for kids to go and check out. And I also loved what you said, Joalda, about keeping up with your math and sciences, but maybe don't get discouraged if, you know, you're not keeping up with the tests and stuff like that. Like if you're, and it applies to other subjects as well. Like if you really love to read, but you're not a fast reader, it doesn't mean that you're a bad reader. You know, don't let some bad test grades discourage you. So I really loved what you said about keeping up with the math and sciences, because there's so much math and science associated with space, obviously. First, when you're looking out at the stars, you get the beauty of seeing the stars and everything like that. But then you can start really digging in and start to learn all about, like, how many light years away is that? Wait, how do we even determine how many light years away something is? And there's just so much that goes into it.
Exactly. Numerous times I've been told, like, oh, you shouldn't go into this field because you got, I don't know, XYZ on some test. Or, oh, if you can't, like, do this specific math problem or figure out this math concept, you probably shouldn't go into this field. And I feel like so many people are told that nowadays, when that shouldn't be what drives people into the field. It shouldn't be this want of like wanting to always succeed at everything, because you're not always going to succeed, but that's completely fine. Mm-hmm. I am always not succeeding in college, but that's kind of what I'm here for, just to learn and also like learn more about my passions and everything.
Exactly. I mean, space is something that I think is can be inspiring to anybody because it's a great unknown. It sort of unifies everyone because we are all, it surrounds all of us and we're all curious about it. But not everyone's going to be Carl Sagan or Einstein or Neil deGrasse Tyson, something like that. You know, your interest in space is valid even if you aren't like a premier astrophysicist or something like that. But you are working to become an astrophysicist, and I would like to hear more about that. It sounds like you started with your curiosity a little bit on YouTube, as you said. But what was one of the first thing that like inspired you to get interested in space or exploring space as a career or as an education option?
It all started in the summer of 2015, back when I was in high school. I was just, you know, doing what kids usually do in the summer, just not doing much.
Just cruising YouTube.
Yes. So I was just like watching YouTube videos, running YouTube videos. And I saw in my recommended section that there was this video of making a sandwich in space. And I was like, this sounds so absurd, but I'm so interested. So I'm going to click on it. So I did. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. So I clicked on more videos and I like went down this like rabbit hole of like different NASA videos about space and like the International Space Station and everything. And like, yeah, that's all where it started. And I had this goal of becoming an astronaut one day because I was like so obsessed with everything that I was learning.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Making a sandwich in space. What sort of sandwich was it? Do you recall?
Yes, it was a peanut butter and honey sandwich. It was astronaut Chris Hadfield making it. I think he's Canadian.
Yeah.
So that was awesome.
In terms of space exploration in general, what inspires you in that regard? Like, what is the thing about space exploration, astronomy, astrophysics that inspires you most?
So you definitely said one of the things that inspires me is that space can really unite everyone. Like we're all on this like spaceship called Earth traveling through space like at all times. And even though like one or like own problems might seem big and whatnot, like you can like look up to the night sky and like think like, wow, we're just really here on like this tiny rock compared to the rest of the universe. And I think that's like super inspiring. And among that, I think like space exploration is really cool because we're like searching through the cosmos and like sending different instruments and like spaceships and everything to learn more about like why we're here, how did we like form and everything. And I think it's just Oh, no, I think it's just the coolest science. There's like no limits and there's like endless possibilities in space. And like so many things like naturally occur as well, like stars exploding, for example, like mm-hmm. that's absolutely crazy. But like it just happens in space along with like,
yeah,
it's so wild. So wild. There's like endless things to study.
It is a beautiful thing. I totally agree with you. And I think a lot of our listeners will agree with you as well. I mean, there's endless possibilities for your curiosity when it comes to space. That's a really cool science to be interested in and to be studying.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I'm very happy that younger me decided to pursue this.
Well, we are too. Thank you so much for joining us today, Jawalda.
Thank you for having me.
Wow, that was great. It's really insightful to hear from someone that is currently studying to work in space.
And if you check out the show notes for this episode, you can find links to some of Jawalda's favorite space-related YouTube videos, including How to Make a Peanut Butter and Honey Sandwich in Space with Canadian astronaut Chris Hadfield. Thanks again for that great question, Dee from Arkansas.
And a big thanks once again to Jawalda Maranci, the latest addition to the Reach a Space Podcast for Kids team, for sharing her passion and tons of great space education resources. We'll be hearing a lot more from Jawalda in future episodes.
Got a question about space? Let us know. Get your parents' permission and give us a call at 312-248-3402. Then leave us a message with your first name, where you're from, and your question for a chance to be featured in an upcoming episode.
We can also accept your questions via email. Just send us your first name, where you're from, and what question you'd like answered at reachthepodcast@gmail.com. That's it for this week on Reaching Out. We're your hosts, Meredith Stepien
and Brian Holden. Reach is produced by Nate DeFort and Sandy Marshall and edited by Nate DeFort.
Our theme song and additional music was composed by Jesse Case.
And our logo was created by Stephen Lyons.
Reach is a production of Soundsington Media, committed to making quality programming for young audiences and the young at heart. For more information on our shows and the people behind them, go to soundsingtonmedia.com.
Have you ever wondered who the Mary was from Bloody Mary? If the Loch Ness Monster was real, or if Ouija boards actually worked? On each episode of the family-friendly Unspookable, we look at the histories and mysteries behind your favorite scary stories, myths, and urban legends to get the real stories behind the scares. Want to solve your next mystery? Find and follow Unspookable now, wherever you get your podcasts.